for 12,490. Tynette Holland seeks a special use exception to operate a daycare centre, sections 115.23 and 115.210 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the north side of Covey Park Road, approximately 446 feet east of Cedar Creek Road. The 911 address is 21613 Covey Park Road, Lincoln. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential Zoning District, and the tax parcel ID is District 230, map 14.00, parcel 75.05. Specifically, the applicant is requesting a special use exception for more than six children for a daycare centre. Staff would note, we have received zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and one mail return. Thank you.
Thank you. Is the applicant with us this evening? Good evening. Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Yes, my name is Tynette Holland and my address is 21613 Covey Park Road, Lincoln, Delaware, 19960.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Now, the only reason why I'm coming here this evening is because due to the state of Delaware, and I became a level two in a home child care setting, so they said that I had to get zoning done because I'm going from six children to nine.
So you presently have a daycare?
Yes.
At your home?
Yes.
And you've had six children for how long?
Ever since 2013.
And now you're going to take on three additional children?
Yes.
Okay. You have all the necessary licenses and things that you need for the daycare?
Yes.
You had any ever had any problems?
Not one.
Good. Have you talked to your neighbors to let them know what you want to do?
I did talk to my neighbor, and actually I have some of my neighbors here tonight.
Okay. Does that conclude your application?
It does, but I just wanted to say that my neighbors, I've been in child care since 2013. We never had any problems. You know, I have wonderful neighbors and everything, and everyone gets along. We respect each other and everything as well.
Yeah.
And I do have a letter from one of my neighbors that is not present this evening.
If you'd like to give that to staff, they could. They'll take that from you. Any questions from members of the board?
Yes, ma'am. Will you continue to have your hours of operation be the same as they have been
yes.
over the last 7 years?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Sharp?
It's 5:30 a.m., 5:30 p.m.
Okay, and how many employees do you have?
I don't have any employees at this time, but I do have a person that comes in and stays, but they're certified and everything too.
Okay.
So they're not like, I guess you can consider them as an employee, but it's only as needed.
Okay. And do you have a fenced-in playground area?
Actually, I did, but at this time, I don't. It's under construction.
Okay. All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anyone here in favor of the application? Would you like to come forward and speak? Good evening, Mr. Fuller.
Good evening, Madam Chair. How are you?
Good.
Good.
If you'd state your name and...
My name is Gregory Fuller Sr. And I live at 21575 Cubbage Pond Road in Lincoln, Delaware, 19960.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir.
I just wanted to come down and support my neighbor. In all actuality, I was the first house on that block beside them. They moved in right after us. We built our homes from the ground up before these other 60-some homes that are behind us and around us. So it's been 19 years I've known the Mullins. She had an excellent fenced-in area, state-of-the-art. I didn't even understand why they were upgrading, but they've really upgraded it, the play area, like, wow. So the only thing that isn't there yet is the fenced-in area, but I'm talking about state-of-the-art equipment. So she's been doing, they've been excellent neighbors, and even with other neighbors I've talked to, which I talk to a lot of my neighbors, they always commend her professionalism as far as her home and everything. Me and her husband cut grass. They cover my grass if I'm away, vice versa. So great neighbors, and she's been doing this for 7 years, and I sure would love to see her get her special exception.
Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Anyone else in favor of this application that wishes to speak? Operator, is there anyone on the line who wishes to speak for or against this application?
If there's anyone on the call who wishes to speak for or against this application, please dial 5-star.
Thank you. No other questions from members of the board?
I do have one for Mr. Sharp. Mr. Sharp, this is for an indefinite period of time. This is not 5 years. This is, okay.
I will then close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve case number 12490 for Tanetta Mullen for the requested special use exemption, pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing, because the proposed use will not substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring and adjacent properties.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Workman?
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Corman?
Aye for the reason stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
And I too. So with a vote of 5-0, your application is approved.
Thank you.
Thank you.